Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I know you're excited. You're on the Missouri side, so you had wait a couple of years for this. Sports wagering has launched in Missouri. Let's go out to the phones and welcome in Matthew Berry. You guys see him, of course, on Sunday Night Football. He's part of DraftKings. He's got MatthewBerryFantasyLife.com as well. Matthew Berry with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Matthew, great to have you on the show. This is an exciting week for a lot of people in Kansas City because they've been driving maybe from the Missouri side to the Kansas side for a couple of years, but no more.
No, they aren't. Thanks so much. Yeah, you know, I'm working with DraftKings and my friends that I've worked with for years and years and years, and we're so excited that as of December 1st, sports betting live and legal in Missouri. DraftKings is offering, they've got a great new promo. New customers that sign up, you bet $5, you get $300 in bonus bets instantly. So hopefully you get that $300 in bonus bets, you take my advice, and you take even more of DraftKings money. I always recommend please bet responsibly. But it's really fun, and it gives you a rooting interest. Like, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he was talking about how, you know, he's in Missouri, and he had put money down on Monday night on the Monday night game. You know, and you might be like, ah, Patriots, Giants. Like, you know, who really cares? Like, all right, I'll check it out, but maybe not the sexiest of games. But when you've got Patriots minus 7.5, now it's interesting. Now it's fun. Now you're rooting along. So it's just a really fun, enjoyable way to engage with the games, all the sports. They have a ton of markets as well. So highly recommend everyone just checking out DraftKings and seeing all the things that they have to offer. It's a great way. If you're a sports fan, it's a way to enjoy sports even more.
As you can imagine here with the Chiefs, the talk is whether or not they're getting in the playoffs or not, and whether or not, you know, people are seeing for the first time in years, Matthew, that 17-18-1 for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. What do you make of the Chiefs right now and their chances of getting hot here in the final five?
Yeah, I mean, look, you never can count out the Chiefs, like, obviously, right? You know what I mean? Like, but man, it's what's the phrase? It's getting late early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've always sort of like with the Chiefs last year was one of those things where it's like, well, they're not playing well, but they're getting away with it. They're kind of like, you know, they were eking out wins, you know, and sort of getting there. Right. But then after the Super Bowl, right. This is what I said. I did a bunch of press the week of Super Bowl. I did my show live from Radio Row and I did a bunch of press and people were asking me like, who do you think? And I'm like, listen, I think the Eagles are the better team, but the Chiefs have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and as long as you've got a better coach and a better quarterback, I think they win. So I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and obviously they got their ass kicked. And so since that time, the Chiefs have just seemed human. You've got a team in Houston coming to town that is the second best team in the NFL in pressure rate. They got to Josh Allen, who's as good at avoiding pressure as anyone in the NFL, and they got to him 8 times that Thursday night game. And so now the Chiefs' offensive line is obviously so beat up. If there's a positive here, I think the schedule works out nicely for the Chiefs after this week, right? They get the Chargers at home, they're on the road at the Titans, they're home to the Broncos, and then they're at the Raiders. So after this week, the only game that scares me as a Chiefs fan would be the Broncos game, and I think that game being at home at Arrowhead, I think you guys, I don't think the Broncos are as good as they've shown. I think they're a good team, but I think they've sort of gotten away with a few. And so I think you guys have a chance because you've got Andy Reid and Mahomes, and I'll always say that, right? As long as you've got 15 and Andy Reid, you'll always have a chance. But it is getting late early. They need to win this week, I think.
Obviously, the Chiefs' offensive line injuries are piling up. How do they avoid, or I guess what's the over-under on Texans sacks this weekend? How do they avoid the kind of games they've had a couple times this year where they got Josh Allen 8 times or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be, they've got to run the ball well, right? I mean, it's nice that you guys got Pacheco back last week. He was used a little bit, but it's going to have to be a big Kareem and Isaiah game. I think you guys are going to have to run the ball quickly. You're going to get out of shotgun, and you have to get rid of the ball quickly. I think this is an important game for Kelce as well, right? And just for doing all the things that Andy Reid does so well in terms of motion at the line of scrimmage, getting the ball out quickly, trying to create mismatches. But that's the way you beat a team like the Texans, I believe, is taking that pressure off. The other thing that I think is important here, because so much talk, I'm sure, has been about the offensive line issues and just how good that defense of the Texans, especially the defensive line, is, because it is a great defense. But I think the Chiefs' defense needs to show up. I think it's been an inconsistent year for Chris Jones, and I think you need a big game from him, and I think you need a big game from the Chiefs' defense. They need to step up here, because when C.J. Stroud is under pressure, he starts seeing ghosts. He starts getting the yips. We saw it last year. We've seen it some this year as well. Their offensive line isn't strong either. And so I think if you guys can get home to Stroud, you guys have a really good chance here, because they're not that good at running the ball, the Texans are. They've managed to basically win these games by playing good defense and scoring just enough. So I think if the Chiefs defense shows up here, I think the Chiefs offense will do enough to bring home the victory. Chiefs are favored by 3.5, by the way, in this one.
We're talking to Matthew Berry. He joins us courtesy of DraftKings. He mentioned the spread. Of course, in Missouri, you can bet on the game this Sunday in Missouri. And also, if you're going out to Arrowhead for the first time, Cody, we're going to be able to be at Arrowhead and make a live bet. That's going to be a lot of fun. Matt, I can't have you on without talking a little fantasy football as well. If you're someone that's getting ready for the postseason, maybe you're alive still in a guillotine league, how do you handle this Eagles offense at this point in time? Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown on your roster, are they still must start?
I think Jalen Hurts is. I get the question, obviously. But I think Jalen Hurts is a must start. I don't know that you have better options than him, than Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, like, they're so good, right? And then, in terms of A.J. Brown, he's actually been really good the last couple of weeks. It's one of those things in fantasy football, what you always try to do is like, hey, what's the most likely thing that happens? All you're doing is playing the odds, right? It's true in sports betting as well. But like in fantasy football, like none of us can predict the future. And so you're just trying to minimize your risk and what's the most thing that's likely to happen. Jalen Hurts is one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, both fantasy and real life. I think he's a better fantasy quarterback than real life quarterback, but either way, he's in the upper half of quarterbacks, and he's a top 5 fantasy quarterback. And AJ Brown's a top 15 wide receiver, I think, talent wise NFL. And I think, fantasy wise, he's probably top 20. They're playing the Chargers this week. They're on the road there. The Chargers take these chances on defense. So yes, I think Jalen Hurts is a must start. I think AJ Brown is a likely start, unless you have just incredible options. It sort of depends on who you have. And this will give you a chance to allow me to say, check out my rankings at NBCSports.com, RotoWorld.com, to find out where I rank all these guys.
Do you feel like we have to make an annual plea to teams this year to be like, hey, I still need you to make a starting lineup against somebody I need to lose so I can make my way into the playoffs? Do we need to do that annually, or at this point we just need to kick out members who don't want to play all the way through?
Well, I think actually what you should do is, and you just referenced it, your co-host just referenced it, right, is that you need to join a guillotine league. That's one of the brilliance of guillotine leagues. And so for people who are unfamiliar, you can sign up for free at guillotineleagues.com. It's an unbelievable website that I have a piece of. And the premise of guillotine leagues, it's a normal fantasy football league, but the two twists are you join a league like normal. At the end of the week, the team with the lowest score in the league gets cut. They're chopped. They're dead. Their life is, their season's over. And then the other twist is that all the players on the team that got chopped go back into the free agent pool. So it's week 14 and like Patrick Mahomes is on the waiver wire along with like Christian McCaffrey and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Like it's crazy. Like there's superstars on the waiver wire every single week. And so that it's a super exciting way to play. It's so much fun because every week could be your last. But that's just the brilliance of it for situations like you're describing. Like, you know, sometimes just, it ain't my year. I got a couple of bad picks. I've had some bad injuries, a couple of close losses, you know, but I feel like I should still set my team for competitive balance. No. In guillotine leagues, when you're done, you're done. You don't have to worry about it. There's no fuss, no muss. And that everyone else that's in the league is competing because they're still alive. Every week could be their last. And so I think it is the best way to play fantasy football. I played it for the first time a few years ago, and I loved it so much, I literally bought the company. And and what I'll say is that the other thing that's great about it is that because you're not playing head-to-head, because it's literally just who can survive the longest, right? You know, you can start a league at any time. Like, you could do a draft right now. You go to guillotineleagues.com and sign up and do a draft right now. We have public leagues that you can sign up and just join other people for free. Or if you want to have a private league with your friends, any size can work as long as there's more players in the league than weeks left in the season. So that's all you need, right? Yeah. And so we're in week 14. So, you have a 5-person league, you know. You can do a 10-person league if you want, because we have the option to have two teams chopped per week. But, you know, as long as you got 4 other friends, you can start a league today. It's really fun. I highly recommend everyone try it.
Yeah, we're a big fan of the Guillotine League. It's fun to see Jahmyr Gibbs available this week, and there's only 2 people in our league that have money left. So it'll be fun to see how that plays out. Matthew Berry, kind enough to join us here on a Wednesday. Sports Wagering launched on Monday in Missouri, and he joins us courtesy of DraftKings. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, my pleasure, guy. Good luck, guys, and good luck to the Chiefs on Sunday. I'll see you there. I'll be at Arrowhead.
Oh, there we go.
I'll be at Arrowhead this Sunday, and I'll be at the DraftKings Sportsbook there at Arrowhead during the day Sunday afternoon. So hopefully people come by and say hi.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.